It's Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. Something called the Wisconsin Idea got a lot of attention this week when it was removed from Governor Walker's state budget proposal. It's since been restored. On the off chance you're not familiar with it, the Wisconsin Idea began as the principle that the resources of the University of Wisconsin should be a benefit to everyone in the state, not just those who work or go to school there. It led to reforms like better working conditions in factories and better living conditions in cities. Those principles were compiled in a popular book by the same name by UW professor Charles McCarthy. It was published in 1912. John Bunker is an historian and retired UW Parkside professor who's written extensively about the Wisconsin Idea, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
To someone who isn't familiar with the Wisconsin Idea, what is it?
Well, I think the essence of it is that the state university and state government should cooperate in a number of areas to try to improve living and working conditions in the state. And it involved education, and involved the environment, it involved the working conditions in industry, and of course, actually, also involved at that point Wisconsin agriculture.
To the best of my understanding, the creators of the Wisconsin Idea saw the university system as an incubator that could help solve society's problems, and I think we can point to everything from workers' compensation to helping farmers be more productive and better stewards of the land. That all goes back to the Wisconsin Idea, does it not?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the whole, if you go back even farther, the idea of the land-grant universities got a lot of federal funds to build their campuses. And so the idea of public universities was very, fairly new back in those days. I mean, most of the major universities that people knew back in those days were private.
Now, this notion that a university system should serve the general public doesn't seem like such a revolutionary idea today, but why was it considered so novel at the time?
Well, I think the reason was that it probably hadn't been done very much, for one thing, but I think mostly because there was a lot of opposition to it on the part of people that felt that they were being injured by it, which usually generally meant the corporations and people of that sort. But it actually, I think that McCarthy's book just really took off and it became nationally known. Teddy Roosevelt was a big fan of it. In fact, he wrote the introduction to the Wisconsin Idea. And he was trying to urge other state governments and universities to do the same thing. So, you know, there's a certain amount of that everybody does, but I think really Wisconsin, along with a couple of other states, North Carolina, one, and New York, another, where it actually was carried to a much higher level, I think.
That's a good point. The Wisconsin Idea came about at a time of all kinds of political reforms throughout the country.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, there were political reforms trying to make the political system more accessible and democratic. There were lots of economic reforms, social reforms, dealing with conditions in the cities and in the factories and things like that. So it was a nationwide movement, and Wisconsin was a part of it, but it was certainly one of the leaders and one of the leading states in terms of how to do these things.
Well, John Bunker, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
John Bunker is an historian and retired professor at the University of Wisconsin, Parkside.